one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
Good to see you again.
Yep.
So what are your thoughts on volunteering in the workplace?
Okay, this is where today I become preacher, Hixonia.
Okay.
Because I'm a great believer in...
You get a good seat and sit back here.
Yeah, you got to sit up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm a great believer in everyone having a role to play. We all want government to do things. We want corporates to do things. But until we start to empower ourselves and recognize that we too can make a difference in the world in which we live in our country, in the lives of other people, then our living is basically in vain. So all of us need to have a greater purpose. All of us have certain skills that we have gained in our life's journey. And we need to examine how we use those skills to improve the lives of others, to improve our country, to improve what happens in the world. And I believe that particularly in a developing country such as ours, everyone, you know, it's got to be shoulder to the wheel for each one of us if we're going to make a difference. So I think all of us need a call to action to each other, to ourselves, to stand up and really do something and stand up and be counted. And there's so many areas in which we can make a difference. And so I'm appealing to people to think about where they can volunteer. There are NGOs and organizations where someone just had a passion to look after babies that have been abandoned, but they don't have the skills to raise the funds to make that facility sustainable. We have people whose jobs are about making money and finding creative ways to make money. And why don't we have those people volunteer to such organizations and say, you know what, I will raise funds for your organization because that's a skill I have. I will market your organization because that's a skill I have. But it even comes to things as basic as putting on your t-shirt and your oldest pair of pants and some rubber gloves and cleaning up the areas where you live and cleaning up the rivers, cleaning up the oceans and cleaning up the municipality will tell you they haven't got the budget to do all that. Okay, we still have to hold them accountable. So they still have to say to us and be transparent and say, this is a budget we have. It can only do one, two, or three because there's a lot of wastage and we know it. However, it doesn't take a genius to know that with the problem as big as it is, unless individuals also chip in ways that I can, we are never going to solve these problems. When it comes to educating, there are many people who are, you know, maths buffs, people who are very good with science, and those are the two areas where our country is most lacking. So the only way that organizations are trying to help is to have to pay people to come in on a Saturday and give extra lesson. We are so obsessed with, is there pay for me, you know? And I can understand maybe a teacher who teaches Monday to Friday is actually too tired to teach on a Saturday. But if you understand mathematics and you've been sitting in a studio 5 days a week, isn't it a welcome change to get into a classroom on a Saturday and teach people mathematics? If you have the skills, for instance, to take products to market, why don't you sit with a group of people in a village who have the skill to make the baskets, have the skills to make the pottery, but don't know what the route to market would be? And why don't you say, well, I work for an FMCG company or a marketing company, and I've got those skills, so let's sit. I'll give you one Saturday a month, and let's have a think tank. So the point I'm making is we all have so much to add. And as I was saying, there's 55 million of us. Hopefully, I'm thinking 55 million legal of us. Of that, if you take a rough 50% being economically active, so having the skills to do what I'm suggesting, if 25 million people were doing something for one person to upskill that person, one person was, you know, took the commitment to teach computer skills to a number of people per year, I think the difference would be enormous. I think we will start to see the change that we all want to see. We will be the change that we all want to see. So this is the preacher and me today saying each one of us has a role to play. Find the thing that you have a passion for that matches your skill set and go out and make a difference.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hickson.
For more information on Hicksonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.